Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Welcome back. We are live at the Fort Worth Convention Center here at Texas Homeschool Conventions. We're in the exhibit hall. All around me are all kinds of people doing all kinds of things, like looking at curriculum and talking and looking at book publishing deals. And it's just crazy what's going on here. I am standing on the red carpet, though you can't see it. I do feel like I am in a really important place because I have somebody very important standing right here. I can't wait to introduce you to my friend who I did know before today, and she's incredibly influential in the kingdom of God. I want you to be introduced to Donna Martin. She's a pastor, she's an author, she's a motivational speaker, doing a lot of traveling. And thank you, Donna, for joining us today.
Thank you.
We just welcome you. So now look, give us a little bit insight of who you are, what you do.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here. So my name is Donna Martin, and my husband and I started an organization called The Joy Company. And after a radical encounter with God in 2017, we left everything and we showed up on a public school campus and we said, we are here to serve the kids and we are here to love on the campus. So we make sure that there's Christian community on every single campus that's near us, every single high school and middle school campus. We do discipleship, we do leadership training, and we just make sure that we bring church to the students that are there. And it's been an incredible, I live in Southern California, and it's been an incredible journey. It's been difficult, but the Lord has graced us to be able to just show up on campus and make sure that we love on those students and let them know that Jesus loves them.
I love the fact, Donna, that you are not afraid to go where maybe others might be hesitant to go for a multitude of reasons. Mm-hmm. And are you finding that you're being received by the students? Are you finding the open doors? Tell us a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, where we live in Southern California, I mean, and we disciple so many kids inside and outside of the church, in our community, and the students are hungry. They're hungry for truth. They're hungry for something that's real. You know, everything in this culture is fake and filtered and contrived. You know, they're looking at influencers and social media stars, and they know that all these challenges are all contrived and all scripted out, and these kids want something that's true. They want something that's real, and they're looking for love. And you know, even in one of the workshops, I was saying, you know, when I show up on campus, I'm an evangelist. My husband is an evangelist. We pastor the kids there on campus, but I show up as a mama. I show up with the love of a mama. And, you know, I was even saying in the workshop, like in Judges, when Deborah arose, because there was war at Israel's gates and they needed a deliverer, and she was judge, she was prophet, she was incredible. She was a warrior, she was a judge, as a prophet, but the Bible says, I, Deborah, arose as a mother. I arose as a mother when there was war at the gates. And so I've just been encouraging those that are, you know, in our lives and around us, you know, show up for the next generation as a mama. Yeah. Because when mama bears get involved, I mean, powerful things happen. That's so,
Yeah, you don't have to be related by blood to be the mama.
That's
you
right.
Just need to be one who will say, I will love you and I will influence you.
Yes.
And I will give you Jesus and show you, not by my words, just my words, but I will show you by my life how to follow Jesus.
Absolutely.
Would you share some of the other nuggets that you've been sharing with your, with the those that have joined you in your workshop?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in my first workshop, it was called A Generational Blessing. And we talked about how, you know, if you read through the end of Joshua, the children of Israel could recount the things that God did, you know, and they would talk about how he led them out of Egypt and he took them through the Red Sea and how they were fed by manna and how they got, you know, they were led by a pillar of fire. And at the end of Joshua, he says, who's going to serve the Lord? And everyone's like, me and my family, we will serve the Lord. But just a couple of chapters later in the book of Judges, it says there arose a generation that did not know the Lord and did not know the works that he did for them. And you think how just a few chapters later, and really if that time period is about 40 years, it says there arose a generation who didn't know the Lord and didn't know the works that he had done. And I'm thinking, how did they not know about the Red Sea? How did they not know? Because someone stopped telling the story. And that was the piece of the workshop that I taught, is that we have to be encouraged as parents, as homeschool parents, as private school parents, as whomever. We cannot stop telling the story of the gospel to the next generation, because just like that, it can be stolen. Just like that, we can become complacent. And again, it says that they were living in the promised land. They were living with the grapes and the honey and all the things that God had promised them. They were living with just an awareness that God had done this. The parents knew what God had done, but they got complacent, they got lazy, and someone stopped telling the story. And the Bible says that, I mean, to me, when I read that scripture, Judges 2:10, it's flabbergasting to me. How do these children not know? And part of that we talked about in the workshop is that at the end of Joshua, Joshua says, hey, you got to remove these idols. You have to remove this stuff out of the land. Well, the parents didn't. If you read in the first couple of books of Judges, they didn't remove the idols. They left them there. They said, okay, well, we'll make them slaves, or well, the parents avoided the idols, but they didn't remove the idols. And so we talked about whatever you don't deal with in your generation, your kids will be forced to deal with in theirs. And so we have to destroy the idols that are destroying us. And we have to destroy the idols that are destroying our children so that they can live in free and walk in freedom. So that's what I talked about.
I love that. Yeah. Did you hear that? Mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, yes. I know you're listening because I know you love your family.
Yeah.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, in my life, I have to destroy the idols that I have allowed to remain there.
That's right.
If you don't know what we're talking about, the idols, as you spend time in prayer and reading the Word of God for yourself before you feed somebody else, all of a sudden you'll have this, like this revelation, like an idea will hit you and say, it would be like, maybe I should not be doing this.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Compromise. One of the points that I said is that compromise in one generation leads to full rebellion in the next. And they compromised. They left the idols there. The parents avoided the idols, but then the kids are there worshiping them because it was cultural, right? All of the people around them were worshiping the idols. Yeah. And so one generation later, they don't know the Lord.
Yes.
They don't know his acts. And so they're just doing what everybody around them is doing, what the other Canaanite kids are doing, what the Amorite kids are doing, right? And so it's so important that the main point of that session was to never stop telling the story. Do not stop telling the story of the gospel to the next generation. When war is at the gates, and we are in a season of war in the United States, we are not in a season of peace. We are in a season of war, a cultural war. When war is at the gates, come on, we have to arise as mothers and fathers in the kingdom of God to make sure that the next generation is secure.
I love to hear this woman preach. I've heard her.
I told them in the workshop, I was like, I don't know if this is a workshop. I'm a little bit of a preacher, so I'm not sure what we're getting here, but.
Well, we knew what we were getting when we invited you.
Yeah.
And in fact, Lisa said she was in your workshop, and said that you were amazing. And I know Lisa for sure.
Thank you, Lisa.
So if people were not in that workshop, and they're hearing you and something is stirring inside and they're saying, I need to know more.
Yes.
They want to get in touch with you. What's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can go to joyco.info, joyco.info, stands for the Joy Company, but it's shortened, joyco.info. They can go to joyco.info. All of my information is there. They can follow us, the_joy company on social media, or even on my social media, it's with_love_DonnaMartin. But joyco.info, you'll find everything there.
Oh man, it's just like a powerful, earlier I said it was like one of our guests brought in oxygen. Can I tell you, you just plugged in a circuit.
Come on, yeah.
And I want to thank you. We're so glad you joined us for this time. Thank you so much. Get in touch with Donna. You will be blessed. Follow her on social media. And hey, if you heard something on this, this brief recording that really was motivational, or you thought, I wish that my friend had heard this.
Yeah.
Would you tag them? Comment. It's on all social media platforms around the world. This message is going out. We're so glad you're part of our family
I'm
here.
I'm so grateful to be a part of it. What a blessing. What an honor to be here around parents who take their the next generation seriously, who are invested in their children. It has been such a refresher, such an honor. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, I hate to stop.
I know.
But I know you've got other things to do. And so Lisa's saying, please come back next year.
I hope so. Invite me back, THSC.
We're not the decision makers.
We're not the decision makers.
But
the
Lord knows, and our decision makers are the best. So thank you for joining us. You won't want to miss the next interview coming up soon. Kirk Cameron will be coming to you in a very informal way. If you have questions, you'll want to ask them. You'll want to share. But hey, you got a time to just go get a quick cup of coffee, okay? And we will see you back here real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.